So there's a lot of effort going into trying to reduce tech black spots around SA for good reason. But what about the opposite? Actually trying to protect some pockets of paradise from the intrusion of global communication. Well, a new initiative is doing just that. It's called the Zero G Network. Verity Jackson from the company behind the push, Grey Northern Brewing Co., has joined me to tell us more.
We just have noticed that a lot of people are having trouble switching off from technology, switching off from their phones, and the best place to do that is in the great outdoors. We've located a number of locations around Australia that actually don't have phone reception at the moment to really help people switch off, because we know it's not as easy as just turning your phone off. So what we want to do is understand the public's desire to preserve these areas, you know, for future generations. So we've always got somewhere that we can go and switch off, but also just identify these locations so that you have somewhere that in the great outdoors that you know you can go and switch off, and it will help you do that because there's no reception there.
Right. So where are some of these areas in South Australia?
So I think some of the closest ones to people living in Adelaide will be Mount Remarkable National Park, Greenlee Beach Rock Pool in Coolter, and Kangaroo Island. But we've also got some in northern South Australia, so Tallaringa Conservation Park, and also the Dalhousie Springs. We wanted to pick areas that people all over South Australia could access. So we've tried to find locations that are, you know, within a two-hour drive of most people in the state.
So that's very interesting. So Flinders Chase National Park on KI doesn't have any signal there. Is that the case?
It will be part of it. We're not saying we want large areas of land without technology, because we think, you know, it's really important for people to be safe and have areas of technology. What we're trying to do is locate really nice, beautiful little sanctuaries within these areas that you can switch off. So, yeah, the idea isn't necessarily sort of really large, like the whole of Kangaroo Island have no phone reception. It will be just, you know, is there a beautiful little section where we can keep it a tech-free sanctuary and our future generations know that they can always go to that spot and switch off?
Yeah, and that's something that I certainly noticed when I was up in northeast Queensland with my partner a couple of years ago. We went into an area and stayed in an area that was no Wi-Fi, no reception, and it made me realise how often I was picking up the phone just out of habit, right? I mean, I'm not the only one, am I?
No, absolutely not. And, you know, that's what we found. We've done a bit of a research piece into people wanting to switch off, but knowing that it's not as simple and easy as switching off your phone. We know that people are spending on average 5 hours a day on their phone, which is just crazy. I think what's even more scary is that people are going to be spending on average 17 years of their life on their phone. And, you know, we thought about that stat compared to how long you sleep, which is fine because everybody knows that you need to sleep. But when you think about spending 17 hours of your life just on your phone, it's really scary to think that that's the case, and also that people are really having trouble switching off from that.
Verity Jackson's with us talking about the Zero G Network, a petition to keep some of those national parks tech-free zones. Tell us more about the petition.
So we want to understand the public's desire to protect these in the future. So we started a petition to do that. So you can sign the petition at greatnorthern.com.au/zeroG. Network. And basically we're just really keen to understand, is this something that people are passionate about in the future? Would they like these sanctuaries preserved for the future? And really, it's, you know, if there's a lot of demand, we're interested in that. At the moment, we've nominated these locations so that you can get out there and explore them. But obviously, yeah, we're really keen to understand, is this something that is important to Australians? We protect a lot of the, you know, our nature reserves and our great outdoors from pollution and things like that. Do we want to preserve a few tech sanctuaries for future generations to always go and switch off in?
Great. All the best with it. And thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for your time. And we hope this gets people switching off and getting out in the great outdoors.